Welcome to the Cure for Chronic Pain podcast with me, Nicole Sachs. You are here. Hello, everybody. How are you today? This is Nicole, and you've reached my podcast, The Cure for Chronic Pain. With me, Nicole Sachs. Welcome to it. Welcome to today. I hope today finds you well. As for me, today finds me pretty good. Rainy and gross day outside, and so that can affect one's mood. I don't know if it affects your mood, but I just really like the sun. I like to feel like I can get outside and move my body. And I don't know about you, but sometimes when it is dark and gloomy, it can be a little harder of a day. So, you know, if this day is a bit of a heavier lift for you, you're not alone. We're going to get through it together. So here we are today. We're going to talk today about a speak pipe I received from Samantha. Samantha, really brave, really vulnerable share. I so appreciate and relate to it. That is on its face about body image and counting calories and migraines and wanting to be rid of the things that have made us feel like we're in a little personal jail. So that's what it is about on its face. But what it's about more deeply and what we're really going to talk about today is what it means to wear it loosely. You may hear me say it a lot, that this journey is not linear and recovery is not a place to arrive and to be done. And so as human beings who are so naturally desiring to check a box and be done with things and be well and be finished, it's really about understanding that about the journey and then understanding how to manage this human life in a way that gives us space for joy and presence. And that really comes down to wearing it loosely, allowing space, allowing us to find our center even when things are really hard, and to not need it to be any certain way. And I hear that in my community all the time. People are so desperate to just wear it loosely. And I get it. You know, people say, what does it mean to wear it loosely? And that's what we're here to talk about today. So we're going to hear Samantha Speakpipe. We're going to talk all about that. I want to remind you guys just at the front that my Omega retreat is filling up. The accommodations will sell out. So if you're interested in spending 5 days with me and my team this summer, June 25th through the 30th, it's the only in-person retreat I'll be doing this calendar year. So sign up. You can go to eomega.org and search my name, Nicole Sachs, or you can go to the resources tab or the retreats tab of my website, thecureforchronicpain.com. And sign up through that link. I'm really excited. It's my absolute favorite week of the year, and those who have been can tell you it's really, really impactful, and not to mention so super fun. It's like sleepaway camp for grownups. So anyway, check out the Omega Institute, eomega.org in New York. Second, I just want to tell you that I'm rounding out my second cohort for the membership community. Go to njsachs at thecureforchronicpain.com and write me an email with membership in the subject line if you would like to be in our membership community. There's a monthly fee, and there is a private community and a three-hour monthly Zoom where we spend time together and I answer all your questions. And I also am at the monthly community on a regular basis answering questions. It's super, super personal and intimate. So if you're interested in doing that with me, please send me an email, njsachs@thecureforchronicpain.com. All right, guys, let's dive into the topic today. So as I said, today we're going to hear Speakpipe shared with us by Samantha. So you'll hear she's been following the podcast for a long time. And similar to a lot of people, when it was first suggested to her, she's like, yeah, all right, no, thank you. Because people think mind-body medicine is light. She compares it to peppermint oil on the temples for her migraines. And I know that you guys walking this path with me know it is not light. It is founded in brain science. It is about nervous system dysregulation, and it is about getting ourselves right, getting our reservoirs, which exist inside all of us that are filled with our natural human rage and shame and despair and grief and terror, and getting it out so we're not constantly in a state of fight or flight, and so we're not constantly being triggered into chronic pain and conditions. So if any of this is interesting to you and sounds really, really big to understand, a couple things you can do. One is just go to my website, thecureforchronicpain.com, and read everything I have. I have so much stuff out there. And also you can listen to this podcast. Go back to the beginning. I explain it all. You have found a place of healing. So anyway, Samantha came to this podcast and wasn't initially convinced, but as her true readiness found her, which is the truth for all of us, true readiness is everything, she began diving deeply into doing the work. And this is an evolution that's familiar to many of us. We wait, and then somehow things make sense to us, and that's totally great. That's fine. Wherever you are in your readiness journey, that's where you're meant to be. We all need to be right where we need to be. You can't push the river. So just so you know about our speak pipes, we choose our speak pipes not always because they represent something unique and unusual. It's mostly because they represent something universal. And that's what I heard today in Samantha's voice. I heard a universal suffering and a universal desire for something to be the answer. And that is where we need to wear it loosely. Part of the healing we do here involves watching each other go through our struggles and act as mirrors for our own. You know, I often say the way your symptom is showing up is not necessarily important in figuring out how to allow it to leave. So like your migraines could be her insomnia, which is someone else's long COVID, which is someone else's fibromyalgia, which is someone else's pelvic pain and IBS and skin disorders and autoimmune disorders and so on. The way our body carries our emotional and mental pain always will look different, but the genesis of it is always the same. So we come on this podcast and wherever I'm talking and the SpeakPipe channel, and we talk about things that act as mirrors for one another, which is so beautiful to me. And by the way, sometimes I mention SpeakPipe, I forget to tell you what it is if you're new to the podcast. SpeakPipe is the way that I hear from you. I collect your audio messages. So if you're interested in asking me a question or sending me a message or reflecting on something you've heard on this podcast, just go to speakpipe.com/Nicole Sachs. I'm always interested in hearing from you, and your SpeakPipe might be featured on the podcast and help others. So that's really nice. Okay, so let's talk about the symptom. It's never really about the symptom. It's about the process of coming to understand how all this works as a system. We can learn to manage and even befriend our systems once we practice awareness, allowance, and meeting our symptoms with curiosity and not fear, which you hear me say a lot. We have to replace our fear with curiosity because that's when we have access to what's next. You know, I'm always talking about the next right considered action. How do we decide what's next for us? Well, really, the best way to know what's next for us is to be really present in the what's now for us. And that happens when we're not always afraid. So replacing your fear with curiosity, really, really an important message. So with Samantha, you'll hear how she suffered for years and how she turned onto the podcast by a friend, which happens a lot. I imagine a lot of you guys find each other through each other. Community is built on word of mouth. And how it's only in her true readiness that she was able to hear and receive the work, as I said. So Samantha, to her credit, never stopped listening. And that's another thing. Like, even though maybe she didn't think this was for her, she kept showing up. And I want to encourage you, if you're there, if you're sitting in a lot of doubt, if you're, you know, going back for your second MRI or your third specialist appointment, and you're like, I know Nicole seems to have something going there, but, you know, I need to be checked out. Do it. Do whatever you need to do. Just keep coming back. Don't stop listening or seeking or being open to the places where truth might land for you, because you never know when it's going to happen. And it sounds like it happened for Samantha. So One of the things that inspired Samantha to continue and to write, to speak, to write to me, to speak to me today is she heard an interview I did with Erin. So I think you guys, if you're listeners to the pod, have heard the podcast. It's called The Gut Microbiome. And it's with Erin, who is a cancer survivor and then became really, really interested in gut health and learned everything about it. And then was talking about, you know, the benefits and struggles with elimination diets and so on. So if you're interested in any of that stuff, do go back and listen to the gut microbiome episode. But in any case, while listening to it, Samantha understood in herself, you know, now you never know where you're going to get something you need for yourself, that she needed to make a change. So let's just go listen to Samantha's speak pipe. I've introed it quite a bit, and we're going to talk about it on the other side.
Hi, Nicole. This is Samantha. I've been listening to you for about a year, but I've known about you for longer than that. A friend told me about you years ago for migraines, but at that point, it may as well have been peppermint oil to put on my forehead. But recently been diving in and absolutely love listening to your voice while I'm walking. I have been suffering with chronic migraines forever, and I just recently listened to your podcast with Erin and her journey from cancer survivor to expert on gut health. And it really resonated with me because I have been looking for the last piece of the puzzle. I've been following and believing. I've got the Curable app. I've been doing it all, but I'm stuck. And after listening to your most recent podcast, I realized the one thing I've never let go of is decades and decades of counting calories and avoiding certain foods and exercising to be skinny and never ever liking the results. After I listened to that podcast, I took off my Fitbit and I got rid of the Noom app that I use to track everything that goes in my mouth. And the feeling of relief and fear that overcame me was so strong that I had to stop what I was doing to let it sort of settle. And I just was wondering what to do next. I'm scared that this might not be the missing piece of the puzzle. And I have all of these thoughts and emotions, and I want to do it right. I want this to be it. But if it's not, I guess I'd like to figure out what the next step is. Thank you for being you and for making me feel heard and understood. All the best.
Okay, Samantha, before I reflect on the greater picture of wearing it loosely and of all the things I want to talk about being done and about, you know, is this the right thing and have I landed on the thing, you know, before we get into that, I just want to bring connection to the fact that it is so hard to be human. It is so hard to want so badly just to figure out how to feel safe. And I get it. I have been there. I get it. And I know how sometimes monitoring your exercise and exercising to be skinny and counting the calories. And I've been through stages in my life where I've done that. And I know what it is. You know, I know it's not about the exercise, the skinniness, and the calories. It's about how can I feel safe in my body? How can I feel safe in the space I occupy in the world? How can I feel loved by people? How can I feel wanted and desired? How can I feel wanted and desired by myself? How can I like myself? I mean, these questions are such big questions. And I know that one of the lifelines we tend to grab as human beings is we tend to try to make ourselves a thing. You know, sometimes it's physical. We make ourselves, you know, fit or skinny, or maybe it's intellectual. We make ourselves smart and studied and we get lots of degrees, or maybe it's we want to have value, find value in ourselves, so we become workaholics, or maybe we just numb out altogether, as we're going to talk about in a minute. And, you know, numb out on alcohol or drugs or food or sex or, you know, there's so many ways we try to handle the inherent lack of control of being human. And so I just want to bring connection to that because I know I hear in your voice how much you needed that and how much you don't want to need it and how terrifying it is to not have it and all that. So I just want to bring connection there. What I love about your story, Samantha, is we can all relate to it. What it feels like to suffer for years with the migraines, you know, for you it was migraines, wherever it is we find ourselves. And then we attempt to manage or control or measure. Or, like I just said, we attempt to numb out and distract. You know, for Samantha, she became reliant on her Fitbit and her new map to measure her calories and tell her how she should be eating. But you were actually, Samantha, feeling your pain and your migraines. So, you know, as much as we control and we try and it's so human, and I forgive you for all your controlling and I forgive myself for all of my controlling, our body will choose to express it somewhere. You know, some of us manage by the, you know, all the tasks and the checking the boxes. Some of us numb by drinking and shopping and all the things. Until one day something changes and we reach the end of each path. You know, there's an end to each path. And it's so weird. You don't always see it coming. Like with Samantha, she was like, she listened to the Erin podcast and like one day like just decided I'm going to take off my Fitbit. You know, for me, it reminds me of when I stopped drinking. I stopped drinking on like any other day. It wasn't some crazy catastrophic thing that happened to me. I don't know. It was just like I got the notion one day, I can't do this anymore. It was the end for me. And it's sort of beautiful for me and so human how that happens. So, you know, one day you reach the end of whatever path you're on that you realize is limiting you, and that's where you surrender and true change begins. And for Samantha, and I'm hoping for many of you, since obviously I'm doing this podcast every week, the turning point was hearing someone else's story. It's why I do this. It's why I show up on my Facebook community. As I said, I have this private community. I show up on it every week, sometimes every day. I do mini retreats. I try to be with you because I want to share my story and I want to help you share your stories with one another. And for Samantha, she heard something in how Erin survived cancer and how Erin found this work and how Erin was also stuck. And until then, Samantha felt stuck in a cycle of avoiding foods and exercising just to be skinny and never liking the results. And something in Erin's story compelled Samantha to stop what she'd been doing over and over and expecting different results. And I'm sure you guys know the quote, insanity is defined as doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. We've all been there. So she surrendered. She took off her Fitbit. She took off her new map. She looked inside herself and she surrendered. So, you know, she describes her journey as one where she's always looking for that last piece of the puzzle. And I relate to that tremendously. And I've also completely thrown that shit out the window. So maybe we can try to do that together. And when I say I threw that shit out the window, I want to say that it doesn't work every day that I threw it out the window. It's just that I have and I continue to do my best every day to show up in this way that I define as wearing it loosely, where I don't need to have any final piece, where I don't need to have the answer. Where oftentimes I gently, with a deep breath and with a beautiful space of surrender, say, I don't know. I don't know what the missing piece is. How about I just show up today and do the next right thing? And Samantha, so she felt like she wanted to look for the last piece of the puzzle, which many of us relate to and which I did forever. And, you know, we look for little pieces of magic, wanting something to happen in our lives or suddenly be made manifest. We want something to come to fruition. Samantha was waiting so long for the result. And we want our bodies. We want them to be transformed by a diet. We want our children to get into the right school. We want our bosses to give us that promotion or for the universe to reward us so we suddenly get the peace we've been hoping for. We want something to complete the picture. We want to be cured of our pain, free forever from our suffering. We want to be finished. I get it. But that's not really how it works. I think everybody knows that. Let's take a moment, breathe. That is not how it works. Everyone deep down knows this. There's no end. Every end is just another beginning. You know, the end of all our exploring will be to arrive at a place that we started and know the place for the first time. Beautiful poem, I love. And so the thing is, there's no cure for human pain, as we know. There's only a cure for chronic pain, because chronic pain is an epidemic of fear. Human pain is endemic to being alive. We are going to feel pain in our hearts. We're going to feel ways that pain moves through our body. Because there's no end to the human condition. We're all going to suffer in some way, but that's okay. That is why we're here. But here's the thing. Since there's no final exam or no graduation from living, there's also no final piece of the puzzle. So where does that leave us? Where does that leave Samantha with in her lovely emotional voice saying, you know, I hope this is the final piece. I hope taking off my Fitbit and canceling my tracking app is the final piece. So where does that leave us when there is no final piece? When the only thing we can do is wear it loosely. So here are our choices. We can either continue to wait and long and fight for something that's never going to happen, or we can come to peace with what is. And so, as I said, for any of you listening to me, even for a very brief time, because I've been saying it a ton lately, you've likely heard me talk about the concept of wearing it loosely. So here's the first thing that I want to say about wearing it loosely. Wearing it loosely does not mean not caring. It just means not expecting to be done. Sometimes we feel things in our hearts, and sometimes we feel things in our bodies, and they're literally interchangeable. So wanting there to be some cataclysmic missing piece or you know, puzzle piece or the thing is tantamount to saying, I'm not going to feel big feelings anymore. Now, I know, Samantha, you were not equating that, but what I'm saying is that's what's underneath it. That if we are to think that there could possibly be a missing puzzle piece, we are to think that we're not going to be constantly triggered into big feelings that might attempt to express themselves through a headache or a backache or a stomach thing. Like, and the thing is, that's never going to happen. And so wearing it loosely means we still stay completely engaged and present, and we have to do all the, you know, things in our lives. We have to take care of ourselves and others and everything, but we just don't expect to be done. And we know that our big feelings are going to move from our hearts to our bodies and back again. And we have tools to deal with that. Back pain is not a backslide. It's just a bad mood. And I don't mean to say that lightly. I know your back pain can be so bad that you can't get out of bed. That was me. So it's not like a bad mood lightly. It's just a way you're feeling something. But if you see it like that, if you see your back pain as big, huge, screaming feelings through your back, at least you don't need to be scared of it. You don't need to be scared. Pain is not inherently bad. It's just strong stimulation and information. When your heart space or your feeling space or your rage space or your fear space is full and overflowing, whatever big feelings are in it, good or bad, because I get TMS sometimes from too much excitement and anticipation, so it's not always, quote, bad, your body takes over. There is nothing bad about it and there's nothing dangerous about it. You don't need to see it that way. In the end, this is about non-attachment. We don't have to attach to being right or well or done. And we don't have to attach to things as good or bad. This is the way we live when we replace our fear with curiosity. That is what wearing it loosely means. It's okay. So in the space specifically of you, Samantha, it's about saying, okay, I'm terrified right now. I am taking off my Fitbit. I'm not going to track my food. I have put so much emphasis on being this certain way, thin or fit or, you know, controlled in this way. And I'm terrified. Wow. That is a big, huge feeling. Wow. That is old. Like, I can't imagine when that started. Maybe you were 8, 10 years old. How can I go back and be kind to my inner child who needed that kind of crutch? How can I be curious instead of scared of that big feeling? That's all Wear It Loosely is. It's not needing it to attach to something that is so solid and being able to flow within it. Be curious, feel the feelings, do your journal speak practice. For those of you who are new to the podcast and not familiar with journal speak, go to my website, go to the beginning of this podcast, episodes 1 and 2, understand what journal speak is, understand how it sets us free, understand how meditation attached to your journal speak practice allows you to sit and find that calm center. Remember, you are the storm, but you are also the eye of the storm. You don't need to be swept up in the whirling, swirling you all the time. You can experience it. You can live that life, but you can be quiet in the center. This is what we do here. You know, when you don't need to feel a certain way in order to be okay, when you don't need to escape those big feelings or label your day as good or bad, what happens is you soften. You soften around your pain and around your goals and expectations for your weight or your kids or your human experience. And in that softening, the fight or flight response moves to rest and repair. The chronic pain signals stop firing. And you start to live with this space of joy and freedom that is hard to explain until you live it. And I promise you, you can do this. Samantha can do it and you can do it. Your body will be your proof when you start really doing this work with belief and patience and kindness for yourself. You know, Samantha is wondering what to do next. We're always wondering what to do next. She's reached, and you know, I find myself all the time reaching these places of surrender. And she's saying, in that place of surrender, now she wants to be right. She wants to be the missing puzzle piece. And I want to tell you, Samantha, and all of you listening, everyone who's a member of my community and this beautiful group of people, and everyone who's looking for the missing piece to their puzzle, your missing partner, your cure for your migraine, the key that unlocks the final door, you know, all of us out there, we're always looking. Just understand, my loves, there is no missing piece that exists outside of yourself. Most people find this work when they've taken the train all the way to the last stop. I like to call it desperation, but it's like a beautiful place because desperation leads to surrender, and surrender leads to willingness and openness, and willingness and openness lead to our willingness to see truth. You know, I mean, like, truth is ugly sometimes, and it's hard and it's painful and it feels impossible to access and it feels complicated. So sometimes we need that last stop of the train, that desperation, to be where we arrive. And then people pick up the work after they've tried everything outside of themselves, you know, the medical model, the specialist, the diagnosis, the program, the plan, the supplement, the protocol. We spend infinite amounts of time, money, and energy looking outside. But we get to that desperate place, we fall to our knees, and we know that it's an inside job. We start doing the work. And then we listen to each other's stories like we all do here. And we do the work to excavate what's really going on inside. And in that, we start to take back our own agency, our power. And we start to observe our lives instead of needing to control them, which is also a big part of wearing it loosely. And we observe our symptoms. We observe our cycles. And we observe them with curiosity rather than fear. And that's what happens. This is something that you're not going to be able to control. You're not going to be able to decide. You know, when I talk about the answer, allow, name, stay, and release, everyone's like, okay, great. I want to release. I want to skip to the R. And I get it. I want to as well. But wearing it loosely means we're going to do the answer. We're going to live the answer. We're going to allow our feelings and our stories and our struggles to be there. We're just going to allow them. We're going to name them in our journal speak practice. We're going to put them all out there. We're going to turn on our lights in our darkest rooms. We're going to be with that stuff. We're going to stay when we want to flee and look and be with. And sometimes that'll lead to us wanting to do things in our life, like have hard conversations and draw boundaries. That's okay. Then things start to release. This wearing it loosely starts to become easier because we're not holding so tightly out of fear. We learn to not get so caught up in our stories when we wear it loosely. We don't refuse what comes knocking at the door, like Rumi's poem, The Guest House, that I've referenced on this podcast before. Go read it. We invite everything in instead. We don't let our stories and our fear determine our day or boss us around. And we don't refuse our bad moods or our back pain anymore. We just greet it without fear and desperation, and we wear it. We wear it, and sometimes we don't want to. That's another thing. Wearing it loosely is the answer, but sometimes it freaking sucks. And I want you to know it's okay to not want to. It's okay to say no. It's okay to kick, to be a little kicky baby and to say, I wish it were different, because I wish it were different too, but it's not. And so here we are. So if you want to think of a missing piece, then that piece, Samantha, my dear, is simply your own acceptance that life is a behavior modification program. You cannot think your way into better feelings. You have to act your way. You know, I am definitely a big ruminator. I lay in bed and I love to think about how I can feel differently and how it would be if only. I get it. And then I know that life is just a big fat left foot, right foot breathe. And if I get out of bed, put my feet on the ground, do what's next, get up, care for my children, make tea, meditate, sit down to my journal speak practice, look at what I need to do that day, get the chapters to my agent for my next book, record a podcast, maybe get some exercise in. Guess how I'm going to feel later? Different. I hope to say that I would feel better, but if my kids were shitty to me, if I hated the way my chapters looked, if I didn't get to exercise, if the podcast took me forever because I kept having to start over, I might not feel better. Well, I might not feel the way I want to feel, but I will feel different and I will feel better because I will feel accomplished and I will know that I did what I needed to do. I will feel better. I'm going to amend that. I will feel better. And the thing is, I'll tell you one thing that won't make me feel better: sitting around and thinking about it in bed forever and not doing any of those things. So I beseech you, just do something. Do the thing. Do the thing right in front of you. If it's make your bed, then make your bed. If it's wash your face, then wash your face. And then say, what's the next thing? Allow the stepping stones to appear in your path as they rise to greet you. And let your journal speak be soothing. Exhale. You know, one idea is, see if you can write a letter of permission to yourself today to wear it loosely. Dear me, you have permission to wear this life loosely. You have permission to not be in control. I know it's scary. Take 20 minutes, put 20 minutes on the clock, and let that be your journal speak today. And each day that you follow this advice will be a step closer to actually doing it. Life is a practice, just like everything else, and it does get easier. And as you do this day after day, one day you'll find out, holy shit, I'm actually doing it. And then maybe yours will be the story that makes another Samantha stop and surrender and do the only thing that any of us can do, which is get quiet, pay attention, be curious, and allow whatever is coming to lead to what is next. It's so beautiful, and it's all there is. So on that note, I send you guys big love and all my best wishes for doing your best with wearing it loosely today. If you're enjoying this podcast and you can hop over to iTunes and rate and review it, it really helps other people like Samantha and like all of you find the podcast when you need it. And I really appreciate it, and I love to read your comments. So please keep them coming. And until next week, this has been the Cure for Chronic Pain podcast with me, Nicole Sachs, and I'll see you then. Bye-bye.